of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's been interesting. You know, you've got these readings, and I'm trying to figure out just what this season this year is about. And this particular one has been difficult, these particular readings. And one of the things that I do when I'm looking for a way to interact with the readings we have, what to speak about, what to speak into, I go and follow one of the old and tried and tested tools of the priesthood, which is you preach with the gospel in one hand and the newspaper in the other. And what they're actually saying by that is you know, there is a message that is for all people at all times, and sometimes that message varies as to the way that the world seems to be going. What is the news of the day? And you have community news, you have city news, you have, you know, state news, world news, what have you. And I've found that to be very helpful. You know, it's kind of like having your finger on the pulse of what's going on. So, I went this morning and I grabbed a newspaper and I thought, all right, well, we're going to do this. And I want to see what's going on. And I was shocked. I was absolutely stunned. I opened the paper. Page one, Trump and the extreme right. Page two, Trump and the extreme right. Quickly quotes. Trump and all his supporters are evil. Trump, 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 evil, evil, evil. Right is wrong, right is wrong, right is wrong. On and on and on. And I understood what the message was for this Advent. The news and those things that surround us become so negative and impact our lives in such a vicious way that we don't even realize it. You see it, especially this time of year, it always gets a little crazy, right? But have you noticed that people seem to be just a little meaner? Just a little more arrogant? Just a little more short-tempered? There was actually earlier in the week, a Catholic church had their manger scene up in the city like they've done for decades. It's a city that actually likes Christmas, and I believe it's in, I think, Pittsburgh, actually. But there were a small group of people that didn't like the creche up there. So they demanded that the Catholic church take it down, to which a lot of the town actually got upset. And they had a town meeting. And the Catholic priest stands up there, and he was baffled by it, because the whole point was people might be offended if they saw the creche. And we want our town to be welcoming. That's kind of an oxymoron when you think about it. We want our town to be welcoming, but you get out. That seems very welcoming to me. Point being, the priest actually stood up and he said, you know, Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. The response to that was, no, he's not. So, we have Christmas because of Christmas. Wow. Okay. So these stories are repeated over and over and over again. And we become uglier and uglier. And it's reflected in our actions and our attitudes. And it happens to all of us. Which brings me to the point. Advent is about hope. Advent is about hope. It is about the promises of God given to Israel, that He will send the Redeemer. It is about a Savior that is going to renew all of creation. Behold, I am making all things new. We hear that in Scripture somewhere, I'm pretty sure. We talk about kings and presidents and leaders and everything else. And there was a song written by Rebecca St. James years ago. And one of the refrains from it was, the world says we serve no one. We just live to please ourselves. I mean, that's a pretty true statement. And honestly, where we find all of the animosity towards our fellow creation to be. All men serve something. We serve no one. We just live to please ourselves. All men serve something. What is it that you serve? What is it that you hope for? There's another phrase that we always hear in Scripture. Where your treasure is, there too your heart will be. What is it that you serve? Is it politics? Well, that's where your heart is then. Is it what makes you happy? Well, that's where your heart is then. Is it what you think is right? That's where your heart is. We serve so many things without realizing it. And we see where that gets us. We serve to please ourselves. That is the absolute antithesis to Advent. There is a choice there. I choose to serve God. We talk about slavery, which is apparently coming back in vogue in a big way. We are slaves to something, whether we choose to admit it or not. Addicts are slaves to whatever their addiction is. Heard the term workaholics? Slave to work. Heard the term audiophile? Slave to music. We are slaves to many different things. When those things control and change us, we're a slave to it. We end up becoming a slave to Christ, to God. But it is not a requirement to enjoy God. It is not a demand upon God. It is not a political statement from God. We choose to yoke ourselves to God. We become a slave to God. In a good way. In a way that changes us to the point where we become less of a problem and part of a greater solution. It was funny, as I bought my newspaper this morning, I was in line behind a little old woman. And by little, I mean she actually came up to my belly button. But she's in the express lane, 15 items or less. She had about 30 items. And as the woman is sitting there scanning them, I am patiently standing behind her. I don't bat an eye. I've actually got a little half smile on my face. It's fine. It doesn't bother me, right? I'm okay. And she kind of looks back, and I nod my head at her, and I'm smiling. And, you know, of course, she has to look again because, okay, is that a person or a wall? But she looks back again and sees that I'm smiling and doesn't know how to take it. And all of a sudden, she quickly looks at the sign and says, oh, this is the 15 item or less line. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do this. And she's panicking. Do you know why she's panicking? Because somebody read her the riot act before. Because this has happened before, and society says, I serve myself and you're messing with my time. You're in the wrong. My response to that is, you're fine. Don't worry, it's okay. I don't care that you have more than 15 items in a 15 item or less line. There's 3 other registers open. You're not holding anybody up. You didn't notice. It's not an issue. Maybe the paper should report on that. And maybe the churches would begin to fill again. Maybe people would be a little less angry and a little more forgiving of having a crush scene on a corner of a city street. Maybe we stop serving to please ourselves and begin to look around at the people around us. And realize that amidst the differences of opinions, amidst the different desires, amidst the different points of view, there is a commonality among us. We are all made in the image of God, the Imago Dei. And we celebrate the time of year in which our God sends His only begotten Son to be our hope and beacon of light to a fallen and broken world. And restores it to the fullness of holiness. And the little old lady doesn't panic when she has more than 15 items in a line. We cannot fix the entire world. One of the most brilliant lines I've ever heard in a movie in modern times, and I think I've said this to you before, is from the movie Justice League. And it's Batman talking to the Flash. The Flash has never been in a battle. There are innocent people in this room. And the Flash is kind of excited and nervous. I've never been in a fight before. What do I do? Batman turns to him and says, save one. Okay, save one. And then what? And then you'll know. Save one, and then you'll know. You'll know what to do. I saved one. I can't fix the world. That's God. But I can save one. And then I can save another one. And then I can save another one. And then I can save another one. I'm not focused on the world. I'm focused on you. That's the difference. That's the hope. That's the point. I am a slave to God. I serve His will.
I stand in hope
of the Redeemer who comes.
And I save one.